Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The information and from the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, and travel expert.
And I'm Kat, experienced producer, film historian. So excited that the strike might finally be over.
Oh, I know.
118 days.
That's a long time.
It's been a long one. It's been a long one. Not the longest ever, but pretty close. But anyway, if you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. We'll get there eventually.
Please forgive any delays or wrong button hitting today. Because, again, unfortunately, we are without Aljon as he had surgery today, and it was by his neck, so he's limited with his speaking and putting ice on himself. And
but he is doing well, right?
He is doing well, yes.
Good. Perfect.
And for those of you wondering where we've been for the past 2 weeks,
hiding,
that was off. And then Aljon and I took the little ones on their very first cruise, and that was on the Royal Caribbean Wonder of the Seas.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
Well, we've got so much food news that has come out over the past 2 weeks.
Yes.
To try and somewhat catch up on that a little bit later in the month, we'll talk about one of the restaurants, Wonderland, which is actually themed to Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland. And it's a very, very unique experience. It is not a for everybody type thing. It's very experimental type thing. So they have, for example, one of the appetizers is tomato water.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's pretty unique, but it was a lot of fun. So I cannot wait to talk about that. But
yeah.
Well, that will be something you will have to wait a couple of weeks, because we have to catch you up on all this delicious food going on.
Yes, that's right. So many things are happening. I don't know if you've heard this, Kristen, but it's Christmas now.
I'm just not ready for it. I know so many people are like, for them, literally on Halloween, they're already tearing down all the decorations for Halloween and starting to put up those Christmas ones.
I can't handle it.
I can't either. I think part of it is I have a birthday in the middle of the month of November.
Yes, you do.
And so, like, there's my birthday. That has to come first. And then you have Thanksgiving. And to me, it's always been like the day after Thanksgiving starts the Christmas season. But before then, no. Like,
I think that's appropriate.
Living in Tennessee, you never know what kind of weather you're going to get this time of year. Do you need pants or do you need shorts? So I am always hoping that on my birthday, it is still warm enough for shorts here, because I just kind of prefer not to be, you know, wearing, you know, multiple layers. Like right now I've got a hoodie on that's made of t-shirt, like the t-shirt kind of hoodie. Like I'm not don't make me wear heavy stuff that I feel like I'm walking around like the kid in
No Thanks
Story.
Yeah, I'm good. It was 80 here today, so no, I'm fine.
Yeah, we're in the 70s here. So
no. Before we jump into this super thrilling food news, I need to know, and I'm sure everyone that listens to this show is dying to know what you think about your favorite Patrick Dempsey being named Sexiest Man Alive.
Yes, I am so excited about that. I saw that today and I was like, oh yeah, I am like that finally. Yes.
I saw it this morning and I was like, oh, they got Kristen's letter. They got Kristen's mail.
Hey, he is how I decided the middle name that I was pushing for him to have. That's how he got it.
I love it.
Because of Patrick Dempsey.
I love it.
Which is funny because most people I know that have named their kid Zach have named their kid Zach after Zach Morris.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, but all my animals have been named after like a favorite characters.
Yes.
Or favorite, like my, oh, I really like this actor. And so I want to name it after a character of that person. Like Edgar is because of Ray Park's character.
Of course.
So, you know, things like that, like Kate and Leopold. I think that pretty much tells you, like, Leopold got his name before Kate. Because originally I was like, Guinevere, that name just suits her. But I was like, that's too much to say. So Catherine seemed like a very regal, you know, which is a very regal name. So we
speaking as a totally objective third party who's definitely not named that.
Okay.
I agree 100%. Just kidding. All right. Let's talk about Disneyland.
Okay. Disneyland. Yes. Gingerbread houses. It's that time of year again. It's crazy. So starting, I don't even know what today's date is. So starting November 10th, which could be tomorrow for all I know. Disneyland Resort.
Technically it is.
Is it tomorrow?
When you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on the day that it releases, it will be tomorrow, November 10th. Yes.
Okay. So they will have the Gingerbread House at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa. So, of course, it is a grand gingerbread house, being that it is in the Grand. So this one stands 7 feet tall, 12 feet wide, and the structure is created from more than 600 pounds of gingerbread. 600 pounds of powdered sugar.
Wow.
250 pounds of fondant. 1 pound of pixie dust. That's very lightweight amount of pixie dust.
You don't need much. It's very potent.
And features 25 hidden Mickeys. That is really a lot of weight. You would not want that gingerbread house to fall on you.
Truth.
So they will also have their Great Hall cart. The menu there will have a Mickey Mouse shaped poinsettia cookie, a Mickey shaped gingerbread cookie, a Christmas cookie, a holiday cookie box, which will include 2 milk chocolate dipped Mickey shaped cookies, 2 raspberry filled cookies, and 2 sugar cookies with festive sprinkles. Assorted macaroons. Assorted macaroon box will include 2 gingerbread, 2 peppermint, and 2 Mexican hot chocolate. Ooh, that sounds wonderful.
Definitely.
Kwanzaa sweet potato loaf. Crisp rice cookie. A treat. I'm just gonna call it Rice Krispie treat. And they'll also have a holiday cinnamon bun, which is new. Hot cocoa cookies, also new. You can get coffee with liqueur, available with amaretto, butterscotch, Captain Morgan, Crown Royal Apple, Godiva Chocolate, Grand Marnier, Jameson Whiskey, Peppermint Schnapps, Rum Chata, Rumplemintz, and Screwball Whiskey. Kat, what else do they have?
Oh, you could have a classic eggnog with Bailey's, a chocolate chip cookie shot with milk, or a gingerbread cookie shot with milk, or a red velvet cookie shot with milk, or any of those above cookie shots with liquor, the liquors that Kristen just named. You could also try a cookie shot with Louis the 13th cognac. Yes, or classic Azul Ultra Añejo.
Can you imagine?
Choices for everyone.
I wonder how much that is. You think that's a $300 cookie shot?
Maybe. Maybe.
I know it used to, I think it was like $250 an ounce. Ooh. And that was maybe 6 years ago or so.
Yeah, it's got to be 300 plus.
Ooh.
Wow.
A lot.
Oh boy. Well, also on display currently, you could check out the Haunted Mansion Gingerbread House, which will be on display until January 8th of 2024, of course. This year, the added three moving elements, it weighs nearly 300 pounds and took over 20 days to build and decorate. 13 cast members, of course, worked on it. It says Von Ginger as the name of the grave on top of it, which I think is so clever. Because it's gingerbread. Yeah. If we head over to Walt Disney World, I've been watching this happen on every single Instagram account I could possibly find. But the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa's life-size gingerbread house is open for its 24th year. Starting November 8th, which was this week, until January 1st. And I just can't have gingerbread usually because I can't have gingerbread. But I love to watch them build this stupid thing. It's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's got those blue and purple accents back this year. You will find white chocolate candy canes, edible snowflakes, sugar poinsettias, and over 10,000 pieces of gingerbread. Not to mention the 85-pound chocolate Santa, nutcrackers, toy soldiers, and snowmen that are all hand-painted by the Grand Floridian Bakery team, led by chef de cuisine Christine Farmer. They spent 500 hours baking, 480 hours decorating, and you can find 24 hidden Mickeys throughout the display.
That is a lot of hours.
It's a lot, but it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Of course, they also have a gingerbread house menu. Here you can find gingerbread Mickeys and shingles, stollen bread, brownie Christmas trees, and ginger snap cookies, gingerbread ornaments and houses, cookie bags, marshmallow pops, milk chocolate pecan fudge, and the Grand Floridian combo box, which features an assorted amount of treats, including cookies and cream Christmas trees, which are exclusive to only this box. And though we don't have a full, which we don't have a full list of, but they also will have a plant-based, a no sugar added, and gluten-friendly options.
Very nice. So there will be gingerbread something.
I don't know about that. The last time they had a gluten-friendly option, it was at the Contemporary, and it was just a sugar cookie. Yeah.
Ew.
It was a good sugar cookie, but it wasn't gingerbread.
Seems like there's got to be a way to make that.
Oh, there definitely is. There definitely is. I just think that it's hard when you sell so much regular gingerbread to then like sell a gluten-free gingerbread and not have like some sort of like liability issue.
Yeah.
So I get it. It's to keep everyone safe, and I appreciate that.
Like prevent accidental cross contamination of some sort.
Exactly.
Because it looks exactly
the same. Yeah, exactly. Oh, what about at the Yacht Club, Kristen?
So pastry chef de cuisine, Michael Craig, He took a blueprint from a real lighthouse located along Crescent Lake and decided to use that as his inspiration.
Ooh.
So there is going to be some sweets sold at the holiday pop-up shop, which will include the new Lighthouse Fudge, which is a nod to the new offering. It's very cool. I love how they always do over at over there at Beach Club. They do the holiday carousel.
Mm-hmm.
Gingerbread. It has been at the resort for 22 years. It does move. If you have not seen this in real life, this gingerbread carousel actually moves. This year it is inspired by DuckTales, with the horses themed after Donald Duck and his nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. To celebrate all the years of tradition, there are 22 hidden Mickeys. This one used 434 pounds of honey, 25 pounds of spices. That's insane. Yeah. 200 pounds of icing, and a whole lot of creativity and talent from the culinary team. I have to say that this one, to me, is always so impressive because of them. I mean, I don't know how you make a carousel move with made of food. I mean, it's just.
It's incredible.
It is. It's amazing.
Yes.
Here, the gingerbread display menu will include some of the following: signature stolen bread, lighthouse fudge, Mickey snowman pop, Rice Krispie treat, peppermint bark, gingerbread shingle, hot chocolate flight, and hot chocolate by itself. If that's not enough gingerbread for you, if you head to the other side of Crescent Lake, you have Disney's Boardwalk Inn. And there, November 17th through December 27th, you can check out their miniature version of some of the favorite spots along the boardwalk. So it'll include the Boardwalk Deli, which is home to the Boardwalk and Bakery team led by pastry chef Alex Voucher. And their menu includes Mickey and Minnie sugar cookies, Mickey caramel corn cookie, Christmas treetop, peppermint bark, gingerbread shingles, gluten, wheat friendly, and plant-based gingerbread shingles. There
Ooh,
you go.
They have gingerbread. Yeah.
Okay, so if somebody can get some of that for Kat, it would be amazing.
Save it till I get there in March.
Send it to Kat. Oh my gosh. She needs some of that. You guys would, that would be the amazing Christmas present.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Okay, so Animal Kingdom Lodge. What's going on there, Kat?
Yeah, at Jumbo House, from November 22nd through December 31st, the Animal Kingdom Lodge Bakery, led by pastry chef Lexi Ross, has continued the tradition of life-size baby gingerbread giraffe and baby zebra.
Aw.
They're so cute. They're named Ginger and Deborah, obviously, and are made with a combination of gingerbread, sugar dough, and modeling chocolate. The giraffe stands 7 feet tall, and you can get some tasty treats there as well, like the gin giraffe cookie, the hot cocoa flight, and beer, wine, and cocktails. At the Contemporary Resort, like we were talking about a little earlier, their gingerbread display is back for its 12th year, led by pastry chef Jeff Barnes. You can find it on the fourth floor concourse from November 10th through January 6th. And this year's Mary Blair-inspired 100th celebration-themed castle was designed by Imagineers. It stands over 7 feet tall with 612 pounds of sugar, 1,012 pounds of flour, 112 pounds of gingerbread spice, over 4,000 castle gingerbread bricks, and 12 sprinklings of magical pixie dust. Be sure to keep your eyes peeled for the 12 hidden five-legged goats. It's a contemporary, just obviously. Here you can purchase the gingerbread castle brick, the paint your own cookie box, a hot chocolate caramel fudge, chocolate peppermint cookies, pistachio linzer cookies, five-legged goat cookies, and now they finally have gluten wheat friendly gingerbread cookies. I take back everything I said. Gingerbread cookies for everyone. Gingerbread latte cupcakes, Christmas tree butter cookies, and frozen hot chocolate and frozen apple cider both have the option of being 100 proof hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps, apple cider with fireball cinnamon whiskey.
Those both are not good.
Yeah, I'm in. tell us about the last couple displays, Kristen.
Okay, so American Adventure in Epcot from November 24th through December 30th will have a gingerbread version of the Lincoln Memorial, Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, the American Adventure building with the Regal Eagle Smokehouse, craft drafts and barbecue, and even a festival marketplace. There will also be six hidden Mickeys found within. Wow. And if that's not enough, if you are worried because you will not be able to make it to either of the versions on land that are Disney, you can hit the Disney Cruise Line. So the Wish, Fantasy, Dream, and Magic will, their pastry teams will also be doing oversized gingerbread creation displays that you'll find in the atrium of the ships. Very interesting. Lots going on.
Lots and lots
of foodie guides for you. But I'll tell you that American Adventure one, that looks pretty awesome.
It's so much. Have they ever done that before?
I've
never heard of this.
That.
But I love it.
It's cool.
I love it. They should put a little Anthony Mackie and a little Chris Evans running around the reservoir there at the Lincoln Memorial.
Speaking of Chris Evans, you would like the shirt that I found over at the Character Warehouse.
I don't doubt it.
I found a blue one and it's got the big like Captain America symbol on it.
Yeah, I love that.
It's pretty cool. I like it. Guess what time it is, Kat?
Is it time for a travel deal?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about a travel deal.
Well, for those of you who are looking to travel in the new year, this deal is for you. If you book early by December 15th, you can save up to 25% on most days, Sunday to Thursday nights from January 9th through February 22nd. And then you can also save up to 30% off on most nights, February 25th through March 24th. Now, these, as I said, you have to book them by December 15th. However, if you miss that deadline, you can still book these, but your deal just won't be as good. Then, instead of saving up to 30%, you will only be able to save up to, I believe it's 25%. So, you know,
book.
The earlier book, the more money you save.
And how can people book these trips and save some money?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. We have one last Disneyland foodie guide for you. And I don't know if you guys have gotten a chance to check this out yet, but the new Palm Breeze Bar, which opened earlier this month while I was on the cruise ship over at the Villas at Disneyland Hotel, we have their menu for you and it looks delicious. Oh my gosh. Everything.
I'm excited.
I'm like, I want that and that and that and that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Kat, tell us about those shareables.
Okay, well, we start with the Cocktail de Mariscos, which is fresh market fish, Gulf shrimp, snow crab claws, and avocado served to you in a little martini glass. Looks very elegant. You could also have the Ahi Tuna Tataki, which is Aji Amaril Ponzo Parisade. I don't know what that is. That's a word I've never seen before, but we're going to go Persilade and crispy wonton. Avocado and lime hummus dip, crudité vegetables, esplet, and crispy pita. And you could also have the cheese fry poutine with demi-glaze, cheese sauce, chive sour cream, and pimento.
Ooh, interesting.
Yes. And they also have a cocktail chicken wing with bourbon barbecue glaze and chili aioli.
I'll tell you, I'll take that Ahi Tuna Tataki. That looks
yes,
good.
Yes, please. Yes, please. I don't know what that second thing is, but if it's gluten-free, I'm in.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah. For salads, you could get the heirloom beet salad, which is roasted and marinated beets, baby kale, Persian cucumbers, whipped stracciatella mozzarella, candied walnuts, and herb vinaigrette.
I'll take this.
Yeah, I'll have one of those. That sounds delicious. I love beets. You could also try the Southwest salad, which has little gem lettuce, avocado, black beans, charred corn, heirloom tomato, cheddar, and jack cheeses, and cilantro dressing. You could get that with grilled chicken breast, salmon, or prime flat iron steak. Kristen, tell me about the sandwiches.
First, they have a jumbo lump crab roll, tarragon and lemon aioli, and fresh dill on a brioche bun served with potato chips. Looks amazing.
Yes.
There's also the Palm Breeze burger, which has sun-dried tomatoes and basil pesto, burrata, and arugula, served with French fries. Spicy crisp chicken sandwich, zesty slaw, spicy aioli, and bread and butter pickles served with French fries. If that's not enough, they have artisan personal pizzas. There's the charcuterie pizza, artisan cured prosciutto, pepperoni, sausage, and sun-dried tomato, four cheese California pizza, mozzarella, cheddar, and jack cheese with chèvre marinated tomatoes and fresh basil, garden pizza, plant-based cheese, Romanesco sauce, soy chorizo, cilantro mint chimichurri, shaved asparagus, cremini mushroom, and sun-dried tomato. That is a plant-based one. And for those of you with little ones, they have the power pack, yogurt smoothie, mandarin orange, and whole grain fish crackers. Grilled cheese, cheesy grilled cheese, American cheese on toasted brioche served with seasoned fries or fresh fruit. Cheeseburger sliders topped with American cheese and served with seasonal French fries or fresh fruit. Or a grilled chicken breast with brown rice, fruit, or seasonal vegetables. What do they have for dessert?
Well, of course they have beignets filled with chocolate, passion fruit, and mixed berry. They also have a chocolate chip cookie sandwich, chocolate chip cookies with vanilla ice cream, or a molten chocolate cake, hot fudge, whipped cream, and slivered almonds. They have a selection of non-alcoholic beverages, starting with the pineapple cooler, which is pineapple shrub, orange juice, and grenadine. You could also try the citrus ginger ale, which is orange juice, lemon juice, grenadine, and ginger beer. Non-alcoholic 5550, which is frozen coconut puree, peach juice, and mint. Or a chili mango, which is frozen mango puree, chamoy, and chili lime seasoning.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the alcoholic beverages, Kristen.
And there are a lot to talk about.
Yes.
Okay, so these are coming to the Palm Breeze Bar with Grove Growing Inspiration, Stirring and Strong, and Chilled Delights. So to start off, we have the Signature Breezy Marg. Codigo Resposado Tequila, charred Meyer lemon juice, Cointreau, and avocado nectar garnished with charred Meyer lemon wheel. There's the Tropical Shandy, Flor de Caña rum, pineapple shrub. What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Lime juice and Smog City Mango Pango Ale. Hmm. Okay. Seasonal G&T. Sip Smith's Gin, St. Germain Elderflower Liqueur, Black Pepper, Rosemary Syrup, Charred Meyer Lemon Juice, and Elderflower Tonic Water. That is right up my alley. A Basil Grapefruit Sour, Del Maguey Mezcal, Grapefruit Juice, Lemon Juice, Grapefruit Syrup, Egg White, and Thai Basil with a Thai Basil Garnish.
Mm-hmm.
They can substitute that egg white upon request. However, I do suggest if you can get a cocktail with an egg white, definitely do it. It's good.
Uh-huh. Agree.
Strawberry Thyme Fizz. It's Tito's Handmade Vodka, Cynar, Strawberry Thyme Syrup, Lemon Juice, and Prosecco. There's Blue Bee's Knees. The Botanist Islay Dry Gin, Lemon Juice, Organic Honey, and Blueberry Wine. Ooh, interesting. Wakana Old Fashioned, Illegal Mezcal, Agave Nectar, and Grapefruit Bitters. Novu Negroni. Why am I having problems talking? Sip Smith Gin, Grand Classico, Montenegro Amaro, Chichi Storico, Orange Bitters, and garnished with a orange twist. I will say I do like a good Negroni.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Orange Bourbon Punch, Angel's Envy Bourbon, Lemon Simple Syrup, and Strong Brew Orange Tea. Marcy 55, Buffalo Trace Bourbon, Malahat Cabernet Rested Rum, Averno Amaro, Fernet Branca, Plum and Burlesque Bitters, and Lemon Essence.
Ooh.
Interesting. The Chili Mango, Don Julio Blanco Tequila, Frozen Mango Puree, Chamoy, and Chili Lime Seasoning. The 5550 Selva Coconut Rum, Frozen Coconut Puree, Peach Juice, and Mint. They also will have an assortment of wines and beers.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of delicious things to try.
Yes.
I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, I definitely want to try and go here on Dapper Day. I'm sure it's going to be super busy, but
you got
everything looks it. Delicious.
Yes, it does. So looking at this, what are your, like, immediately looking at these things? Like, oh, I need to try that.
I want this cocktail de mariscos,
mm-hmm.
mariscos. I want this jumbo lump crab roll without the roll. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I like, because it looks like a ceviche in a cup is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Also, I want that ahi tuna tataki.
Yeah.
The heirloom beet salad, like, is just calling me. It looks good. It sounds good. Yeah, I think those are the big things. And then some of these drinks sound amazing. I want to try the strawberry thyme fizz.
That sounds really good.
That one or, oh, I can't do that one. The one with the egg white.
Yeah. It has a grapefruit. Yeah. I think the seasonal G&T sounds really interesting.
I was going to say, that's the other one that is definitely for me a must try. That signature breezy marg. That's another one I would definitely want to try.
Yeah.
I love me some Thai basil and cocktails made with egg white, but can't do grapefruit. Unfortunately, even though I love it. The kids tried it on the cruise because some of the salads would come with like a slice of like pink grapefruit.
Yeah.
Tried it.
not fans.
So Boo takes it on her fork because it was on her salad, brings it up to her mouth. She licks it and then she goes, ew, no. And she puts it on my plate and she goes, yuck. Don't put it on my plate.
And then I love her.
Jack, the first morning we went to breakfast, he sees a half of one, right? And he tells Al John, he's like, Daddy, I want that. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So he gets it. I like, he's trying to figure out how to do it. And I'm like, can I help? No. No, me do.
Worry about yourself, Mom.
So he tries, and finally he's like, oh. And I said, do you want some help? Yeah. So I help him. He tries and he goes, So then he gets the idea all on his own. He looks at the sugar packets, he grabs one, and it's like the artificial sugar, and he puts the first colored packet on it, right? And he tries it again and goes, ew. And then he picks up another one. I was like, what are you doing? He's like,
an experiment.
He tried. Okay. So he puts the other one on there. And I was like, you know, neither of those are, they're not sugar. And he's like, which is fine. So he tries it again and he goes, ew. And he finally gave up. But I'm like, he may have somewhat liked it if he had actually put sugar on it.
Like real sugar,
it was,
yeah.
Like, and it was the two that I don't like equal in sweet and low.
Oh, no.
Sweet and low is like the worst. No. And that was the second one he pulled out. And I was like, that
don't do it.
Itself is a, ugh.
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
Oh, yes. Well, I think we covered all the things that we need to cover.
I think so, too.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show and that we are back and ready to talk about all these holiday festivities. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and you hit that notification bell. Got it right that time.
Yeah.
You are the reason we do this show. So please support us by sharing and giving us 5-star reviews. It means so much to us when you do something as free as that. Speaking of support, you can also consider becoming a supporter on Spotify, or you can shop our links because, again, it's the holiday season, so you're spending money and you're shopping Amazon and the Disney store. So click on those links. If you're headed to Disney World, check out Kingdom Strollers and Garden Grocers for your needs. Kat, want to tell them where they can find us?
Of course. You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. You could check out our sister podcast, Skull Rock Podcast, with Al John and Dave Bossert, or my small podcast, Eat the Pictures. You can find both of those everywhere podcasts are found. You can follow Dining at Disney on every social media, and of course at diningatdisney.com. And please, if you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, in the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com, and their Christmas content is right around the corner, and it is glorious. So check that out for sure. Until next time, what am I doing with my pinky? I look like a crazy person. Please tell me to stop. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.